This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Talks in Sweden between the United States and North Korea broke off Saturday, with the two sides offering contradictory assessments of the progress. We get details from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The State Department describes the talks as good discussions that it intends to build on in 2 weeks. But North Korea's chief negotiator says the talks on Pyongyang's nuclear program have broken down, blaming it on the U.S. for not discarding its old stance and attitude. The State Department maintains the North's comments do not reflect the content or the spirit of the talks that took place in Stockholm Saturday. Diplomatic ties between the U.S. and North Korea have been static since the February breakdown of a second summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Vietnam. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Donald Trump lashed out at another Republican, Utah Senator Mitt Romney, Saturday after Romney called the president's appeals to Ukraine and China to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden wrong and appalling. In a series of tweets, Trump defended his comments and called Romney, in his words, a pompous ass who has been fighting me from the beginning. He later called the 2012 Republican presidential nominee a fool who is playing into the hands of congressional Democrats. Traveling in Greece Saturday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo dismissed questions about Trump's attempts to push Ukraine and China to investigate the former vice president.
We wanted to make sure that they didn't interfere in our election in 2016. We wanted to make sure that if we underwrote Javelin missile systems, something that the previous administration refused to do, we wanted to make sure that we were doing this with a government that was straight up.
In a tweet on Friday, Romney had said the president's statements that he was investigating corruption strain credulity, since former Vice President Biden and his son Hunter are the only targets. This